the very latest is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. The Indiana Commission on Judicial Qualifications has filed 45 counts of misconduct against an Indianapolis judge. She's accused of delaying the release from jail of at least 9 defendants and creating a hostile environment for attorneys, court staff, clerks, and others. The commission says Marion Superior Court Judge Kimberly Brown delayed and neglected her judicial duties, failed to complete necessary paperwork, and failed to train or adequately supervise court staff and judicial officers. Charges reflect actions beginning when she took office in 2009 and continued through last month. Brown has the opportunity to file a formal answer to the charges within 20 days. She was not in her office on Monday. An Indianapolis homeless camp is no more. The city tore down the site, which at times was home to as many as 70 people. WFYI's Sam Clement has the latest.
Monday was the deadline that Department of Public Works gave camp residents to relocate. Most did, but about a half dozen held their ground in protest and were arrested for obstruction. Kendra Blanchard tears up as she talks about seeing some of her former neighbors taken away like that.
Hurt, pain that the city's doing this to us. We haven't done anything to the city. We're homeless. There would be a lot of people if they were living paycheck to paycheck, then finally lose their paycheck. They would be out here like us.
Blanchard left the camp Friday with her husband, Charles. They have found temporary housing, but Charles says the camp was their home.
You know, everybody was pretty much got along. You know, we kept to ourselves down here. You know, we were pretty much family down here.
The residents were given notice last week that they had to be out and were offered help from local shelters. Scott Manning of DPW says the move was necessary to allow CSX to begin bridge inspections.
Several people chose to be placed under arrest, and that was not the solution, obviously, that the city was hoping for. But what has come out of this experience is that I think the residents that were staying in this camp ultimately realized the importance of CSX to come in and do the necessary safety inspections.
He says the Department of Code Enforcement will install fencing under the bridge to keep a new camp from starting. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
Kentucky medical examiners have testified the wife, son, and daughter of a former Indiana state trooper were shot. Authorities testified Monday in the third murder trial of David Cam. The bodies were found in the garage of the family home in Georgetown, Indiana. Cam has been convicted twice in the killings, but both convictions were overturned. The shootings happened several months after Cam left the police force. As more of our daily business and personal life is spent online, what happens to that information when we die is a question being asked more often. Evan Carroll is co-founder of the blog The Digital Beyond and co-author of the book The Digital Afterlife. Both offer tips on how to plan your digital estate. Carroll says it's important to make a list of all of your online accounts, including email, social media, PayPal, and any business transactions.
So I suggest you sit down, make a list of these, and if it's helpful to you, even jot down the username and password for each of them. That list might be useful to you while you're here, but also it can be very useful to heirs if they need to gain access to those accounts.
Carroll says there are several companies that'll do the work for you, including Switzerland-based SecureSafe.
And they actually serve as you literally an online safe deposit box for you, where you can place passwords and documents and anything that you want to secure sort of that is important to you. And then as an added benefit, you can choose to allow someone to inherit that information once you're gone.
You can hear more of Carroll's suggestions on WFYI's Sound Medicine, which airs tonight at 9 on 90.1. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today with a high of 92. Right now it's 74 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
All right, Sharon, thanks very much. Coming up on 6:35 now.